I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. My soul is ready to leave. I was born to fly. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. My soul is ready to leave. I was born to fly. Let's sing that again. Hallelujah. And I can feel
my spirit getting ready
to spread its wings. I'm going to leave this world behind for better things. Oh, very soon
I'll say goodbye.
I'm going to wing my way to the eastern sky. My soul is ready to leave. I was born to fly. One more time, hallelujah. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Oh, very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. My soul is ready to leave. I was born to fly. One last time, hallelujah. And I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Oh, very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. My soul is ready to leave. I was born. My soul is ready to leave. I said my soul is ready to leave. I was born to fly. Amen. Let's sing page 164. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friends like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me. That's one thing that I know. Yes, I fixed it up with Jesus many years ago. I know he'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friends like you. Yes, if heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in glory land, we'll live eternally as the saints on every hand are shouting victory. The songs of sweet his praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Yes,
in heaven's not my home.
Oh Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world. And one last time. Oh Lord, you know I have no friends like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home. Lord knows I can't feel at home. Oh Lord, I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. It's good to be here tonight.
Amen.
I got one more song I wanted to sing. Page 143. Oh, magnify the Lord. Me and Brother Jim's, we be singing that. I'll tell you guys the story a million times, but
yeah.
Driving in the van with no radio, we'd be singing that. I've had some humble beginnings. Today's my birthday, and I'm looking back on life, and I'm thinking I wouldn't trade a second of it. It made me as strong as weak or whatever I need to be for right now. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord, page 143. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Yes, I will magnify my Lord. My God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, oh blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted.
And oh, let's magnify the Lord.
Oh, let's magnify the Lord. Salvation, Hosanna, oh blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. Yes, who will magnify my Lord? My God is worthy to be. Yes, I will magnify my Lord. My God is worthy to be. The Lord liveth. I know the Lord liveth. So blessed be the rock. Hallelujah. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I know the Lord. So blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be. That's our difference. I know the Lord liveth. I know that the Lord liveth. So blessed be the rock.
hallelujah. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I know the Lord liveth, so blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. I know the Lord. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I know the Lord liveth, so blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Turn it over to you, brothers.
Good to be here. I love this place. I wouldn't take anything for this place. You know, Sister Johanna told me she testified this morning, and I didn't even know she testified, but, you know, I serve a God that if you get here, He'll take care of everything. That's been your instruction, no matter what it is. And I know if God can help me, He can help anything my home is going through. And it's not even that deep. It's just like God said, get to the house, and I'll take care of all of your issues and your problems. I'll give you instruction. And if you're listening, He can get that car in the middle of the road. And I believe that, and I'm thankful to have a place that can set you with a peace of mind. Amen. And this world has gone crazy, like Brother Moore said today, and we don't have to do that. Nope. And I'm thankful to just be at the fountain. Amen. And I'm just thankful to be here.
I'm very thankful to be here this evening as well. You get to thinking about what's going on out in the world and what's going on out in the church world. Wow. This is Goshen. There's no doubt about that. And God has been really good to me throughout my whole life. Like Brother Jay said, I've been here for 53 years, and I've went through everything that I'm supposed to go through. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be today, standing here in front of you all. And one thing that I really love about this sound doctrine, this foundation to my belief, is that since we've started going over again, just so many things have been brought back to my remembrance. Things that I've just kind of just forgot. And just building and building and building upon the revelation. And also tweaking my thinking. I mean, it's just, it just builds and builds and builds like a big snowball. But I'm just thankful to be here, thankful for the ministry, thankful for Brother Childers, Pastor Moore, and it's nowhere else in the world that I know of that we can get what we get here. The peace of mind, you know, sure, the flesh and the spirit, they war against each other and against me and everything else. But at the end of the day, God's got it all. And I know that. And yes, it is. Very good to know. And I appreciate you all, love you all, and thank you.
Just wanted to read a scripture that came to mind this morning that backs up what Brother Morris said. It's Acts 13:48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Just too many scriptures.
Not so much a testimony as a praise report. We've had a prodigal son come home after a year of no contact and refusing contact, which is awesome. Next day, God goes to test our faith a little bit, lets my mom have a stroke. My sister and I pray. No signs of a stroke whatsoever. still in the hospital next day, not say, well, maybe a heart attack. You know, it's like if you removed all signs of a stroke yesterday, this possibly heart attack is nothing today. And that's just it's fun to see how things work sometimes once you have a view of it.
Amen.
A year ago, I would not have been able to go ahead and put all that stuff in perspective. But I just know now you got a blessing, you know, expect an attack.
Amen.
Smack that down.
You know, I came tonight thinking, well, I'm going to let the brothers have as much as they want. And they did. So I'll take a little bit of it. I want to talk a little bit tonight on something. It's good to be here. And, you know, I've been bringing my paper Bible every service. I don't like anybody to think they got me figured out. So I brought my electronic Bible tonight. But it's good to be here. I'm thankful for Brother James. Happy birthday to him. He's been a good friend. Appreciate him. And, you know, we've known each other since I was 9, and he was 8, I think, and he was soon to be 9. So it's been a little while. And we've been through the good, the bad, and ugly with one another. And that's okay, though. And, you know, it's where we are now, though. It's what's got us who, where we are. It's what made us who we are.
Amen.
You know, I believe God's been with us our whole lives. And we're here tonight, and that's the most important thing, is I'm where the Word's at. And I believe in eternal security. I believe that if you come from God, you're going back to God. And I believe He's got to give you. And in one sense, what that really means, you got to come from Him. Because you're an attribute of His. And if you weren't part of Him, then you weren't given to Jesus. And I'm thanking God that I got an eternal quality about me. I came here, even though I came the wrong way, God still a little speck of life right there, saying, I know who that is, and my seed's right there. And in one ordained day or time in His life, I will run across Him, and He'll hear the word, and He'll recognize it. And it's like that little eagle story. Might have been born by an eagle, but, you know, got with some chickens for a little while, but that didn't sound right. That wasn't right. But one day when I heard the cry, I knew who I was. And that's what happened to me. I was always an eagle, really. And I never was a child of Satan. I've always been a child of God. But the more I read the scripture this morning, because ye are sons, God sent forth His Spirit. And we've become manifest the Son of God's now. And that's a powerful thing to know. You know, I've said it before, on one side of it, you know, I might be going through a lot. You could be going through a lot, be like Job, sitting on a rock, picking boils and stuff off your skin. But at least you know you came from God and you're going back to God. This will pass. It has to pass. This is temporal, but I'm eternal. And I'm going to a place where this won't be that way. And I'm thankful to understand that. So I want to talk tonight. If you give me a few minutes on the doctrine of the sequence of events, you can even put / things that are to be. And, you know, there's a lot to this, and probably wouldn't even have a shot to give you all the details in it, not even going to try to give you all the details in it. As Brother Moore's been saying, we've just been hitting the highlights. But, you know, there's a lot of truth into this thing, and it's an exciting hour, Brother Childers. You know, I got a quote here tonight. I might even read it, but it's so fitting for the hour that we're living in just to listen to how Brother Branham said it. So, Joe, if you will, put down the projector and that thing I emailed you, if you don't mind putting it up there, I appreciate that. But let me start off real quick, just read this quote and just see how fitting it is. This is Brother Branham in Uniting Time and Sign. He said, "What a great thing it is today, Lord, to know that now we are united with one Spirit. One Spirit, the Holy Spirit, has got the Word in His grip, comes in us, and what a great thing it is. What a privilege to cut loose from all the world and to unite ourselves with Jesus Christ." That's what he says. "And to think someday in a physical form, with a body like His own glorious body, we will sit down at the table at the wedding supper and there be united and wed in marriage to Him, to live as bride and bridegroom through all times that is to come, through a ceaseless eternity. Lord God, may this not be just a mythical thought to the people, but may it become such a reality till such a hunger and thirst will set into the people that they'll be reading their newspapers and looking upon, listening at the radio and the news and see it's uniting times. The signs are flashing. It's been doing that for a little while, Brother Dustin. But I look around me right now, Brother James, and the signs are stronger. This world's falling apart, Brother Childers. This world cannot contain. It's been in birth pains for quite a while, and it's time, soon and very soon, I'm going to see the King, Brother Dustin. Amen. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm glad I'm down here in this little space of time, and let me even say that before I even start tonight. I'm not in a hurry and wants us to leave. I'm happy to be here to do what God wants me to do. You got to have a balance on this. But at the same time, as soon as he wants to take me out of here, I'm ready to go. I'm looking forward to it, Brother Childers, because this world really is not my home. This is not where I'm going to live for eternity, not in this condition anyhow. I'll be on the earth, but not in this world cosmos condition. I'm going somewhere with a world not made by hands that doesn't have Satan's system all intertwined with it. That's where I'm going. And the signs are pointing to it. You got weather like you've never seen before in your life. Hurricane after hurricane. Some of the most powerful that you will ever think of. And you know, won't get into all the signs of that, but it's just crazy. But you know, it's the signs of the time. That's what it is. And I'm not going to get through all this tonight, but this is just a simplified version. You know, I know that the devil must not want me to preach this because he messed up the thing over here. But we had a picture hanging over here called The Things That Are to Be, The Sequence of Events. But that's all right. This is just a very simplified form of that because I'm not going to be able to hit everything that was on that. But we just got through some church ages. We know what we just came through. We're able to look all the way back and see Paul all the way to William Branham and recognize we are in the eighth day, Brother Childers. But you know, in the day and age that we live in, we have one job to do, as we've been taught, and that's to bring forth a rapture. Right. And I'm going to start there tonight, but just real quick, you can look at this as we'll go through it. You got the top here. That's really us, the bride. And there's some other groups that'll be right there, and that's how Brother Moore and them drawn it. You know, this thing we had drawn over there. And we'll get another one up there because I think Brother Moore said he has a copy or something we can hang up somewhere. But, you know, they on purpose put a fishbone diagram with part of it going up top and part of it going down the bottom. And in a lot of ways, what that is it's just the two seeds traveling. You got God's people traveling on one side and Satan's seed traveling the other side. Now, there's some classes of people that don't come up to the white throne judgment, but they're still God's people. And we understand that. But that's what you got up here. Think of the top there kind of as God's people traveling along. Right. And think of the bottom down there as Satan's seed traveling along. Right. And this right here, what you see is the sequence of things that we're getting ready to go through. Amen. It's things that are to be. Now, the rapture, in one sense, is in process already, but it hasn't fully come to manifestation yet. Right. So there's still things that are to be on that still. Amen. But everything you see up there is really yet to come in one shape, form, or matter. Amen. And yet, these things apply to us. Amen. You know, Brother Childers, I'm going to walk through every one of those. Oh, yeah. The bride of Jesus Christ will go through every single one of those up top. I won't be in the tribulation period, but what you see up there at the top, that rapture, that wedding supper, that millennial reign, that great white throne judgment, and I'll be around when Gog and Magog's going on, but I'm not the one really fighting it. God will just, as Brother Moore clearly made this morning, God is that lake of fire. He will burn them spiritually and naturally. Think of them no more, get rid of them, and then there will be a new heaven and a new earth. So I'm glad to understand this. This is exciting. You know, if you could go around churches all around the earth, and you won't find them understanding this right here. But we got a prophet sent to us that God showed things. Our prophet even got to go beyond the curtain of time and see some things. But this is all right there in the great book, the book of Revelations. This whole thing is right in there. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Thessalonians. The fourth chapter. Very familiar verse. verses to us, I should say. And we're going to start at verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Now let's talk about that for a minute. Because they're asleep, Brother Childers. They're not really dead in that sense. Their fleshly bodies are still in the grave, but the sleeping saints are alive and well, just in another dimension. And so that asleep that they're talking about are the saints through the ages. That's who we're talking about right there. That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain, us, right here, unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, this scripture right here, and you can read many other scriptures, but this scripture right here is the main scripture that Brother Branham used when he was talking about the rapture in this day and this hour. And you know, he always had witnesses, and I'll throw these in here. He talked about there was three raptures of the Old Testament, and there's three raptures of the New Testament. Right. And you know, you want to go to the Old Testament, I'm not going to go read the scriptures, but you had Enoch. Right. The Bible says he was walking with God and pleased God, and he was found not. Right. God raptured him off the earth. Right. And we're going to talk about what that all means here in a minute for us. You had Elijah, the prophet back in the Old Testament. You can read your Bible and find he was carried away in chariots of fire. He was raptured out of here. And Brother Bram said, Jesus, who's the keystone of the entire Bible that connected the old and the new, resurrected out of the grave and raptured out of here. The three raptures of the Old Testament. And there's three of the new, Brother James. That same time that Jesus rose, you know who he brought with him? The Old Testament saints. Matthew 28, I read that a few weeks ago. He brought the Old Testament saints because they were down there in Hades. They were in a different department, so to speak. There was a long partition between God's people and Satan's people. But because the Holy Ghost had not yet been given, they had to go to hell. But Christ went down there, got them out, brought them out, and they walked on earth for 30 to 40 days. And that's where we even understand in this hour that we're going to walk on this earth 30 to 40 days at our rapture. But that is the first one. The second rapture of the New Testament is us, the bride of Jesus Christ. And that's the one I'm going to hone in on tonight. And the third one, Brother Bram said, is the two witnesses. Over there in Revelation 11 chapter, that preached to Moses and Elijah, that preached to the 144,000. But we're going to talk about this one right here. Because this scripture, people would read this scripture and they've made a lot of things out of it. And this is the only thing I'm going to talk about tonight is this scripture right here. Because this is a lot in there. But this right here is all happening when the God himself is descending, Brother Childers. These three things I want to talk about. Let's repeat them. The shout. You know what the shout is? It's a message. We've been through this, but we want to talk about it because these are the things that are to be. The message of a messenger. The prophet came down and God gave him a message. And it was a call, come out of her, my people. Come out of the denominations. God's here coming down again. The Son of Man's here. You know what? That started the process. That's the rapture, Brother Childers. That's the first step right there. Now, depending on how you talk about it, we know Luther was part of the rapture and Wesley was part of the rapture and on and so because that was the coming out. But the scripture here, that shout was the message that happened out of our prophet. That was that started this rapture in this day. And so the rapture, in one sense, has already started. Everything that we need, the seven thunders brought rapturing faith. Everything that we're going to need to get out of here is already here right now. It just ain't the time yet. So we haven't tapped into it fully yet. But what we need, Brother Destin, we have right here. We have the message. And that is what started the rapture in this day and this hour. The second thing is a voice. The voice of resurrection. What did Jesus have when he came the first time? He said, Lazarus, come forth. Well, you know where that voice is today? It's in the bride. The final voice to the final age is in the bride. You know who has the voice to resurrect the dead there? The bride. You know who, once and spiritually, has already resurrected us out of dead denominationalism? That voice. The bride has done that. Her voice is the voice of resurrection. The bride is the one that's going to be calling them out. Paul, come forth. Irene has come forth. They're in graves right now. They're asleep right now, but there's going to be a day, brother children, that they come forth. Now, let me even put this in here. When God came down in 63, he brought them with him. But they're just in another dimension. Brother Branham said, they're around us. We just can't tap into that dimension unless God lets us. And besides, we've learned the theophany is really invisible anyhow, because it's eternal. If God lets you see something, it's because he just wants you to get an illustration of what's going on. But they're here right now, but they're asleep in one sense, because you know what? They're not walking around in their bodies. Because one day we're going to get that. We're going to bring that in here in a minute. But let me talk about that third thing, the trumpet. And if you go read the Old Testament, a trumpet was a sound to call Israel to a feast. Guess where we're going? We're going to a wedding supper. We're going to a feast in the sky for 3.5 years, brother children. And that's the three steps of this rapture. In one sense, all three are in process already. We've already had a message. The voice is coming out of us. But you know what we've learned here recently? As progressive our revelation, this message is what's calling us to the wedding supper. We understand that's going on right now. So let me read a quote here. Tie a few things in. Forgot I brought my electric Bible here, so that's where it's at. I got to get down there. Brother Branham, in the rapture, he preached in 1965, right before he left, the shout, listen to what he said, it's a messenger getting the people ready. We've had that. Second is the voice of resurrection. The same voice, the loud voice in St. John 11, 38 through 44, that calls Lazarus from the grave as getting the bride together, then the resurrection of the dead to be caught up. Now watch these three things that takes place. Next is what? A trumpet. A voice, a shout, a voice, a trumpet. The third thing is a trumpet, which always, as the feast of trumpets, is the calling the people to the feast. That'll be the bride's supper. The Lamb's supper with the bride in the sky. The first thing comes forth is his message, calling the bride together. The next thing is the resurrection of the sleeping bride, the ones that died back in the other ages. They're caught together. And then the trumpet, the feast in the heavens, in the sky. That's the thing that takes place, friends. We're right there, ready now. The only thing the church coming out has got to lay before the sun to be ripened. The great coming of the combine will come after a while. We watched that last night. My cornfield behind my house, the combine come. But that corn had to ripen before that guy come. But anyhow, let's talk about that quote a little bit. We already had the message. But I want to get down just to make it very easy for us. Those saints, those were God's people. Those were eternally secure people, didn't know it. That's the difference, as Brother Morris pointed out. They just didn't know it down through the age. And all that had to come to manifestation. But God kept it hid so that Satan couldn't get in there and break it up. They just didn't have a clue. But those were God's elect seed, Brother Moore. Down there through the ages, that those seed of God were his people manifesting what he needed done in that age. Those are members of his bride, just like you and I are members of his bride. And they had died. And you know where they're at right now? They're in heaven, living in a body called a theophany right now, alive in one sense, but just not walking around this body like you and I are. And they're asleep is another way to say it. And here we are alive, because we're part of the bride too in this day and age. And the rapture couldn't happen until this day and age. And those sleeping saints, what's going to happen is just like it did with Jesus' time, they'll come back in that theophany and pick up a body, a glorified body. And that's what we'll call the resurrection of the dead. They're going to take that body. They're here and wants us now, but they're going to get that body and get a glorified body. And we are going to get changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Because this body we have right now, it gets old. It gets in pain. It has aches. It has crying it goes through. But there's going to be a body one day that we get that does not grow old. And that we're going to get changed in a glorious body just like Christ. We will have a glorified body ourselves. And we will unite with those sleeping saints. Matter of fact, we got to unite with them before we can even go meet Him in the air. Because we have to be one big, complete bride of Jesus Christ before we even meet Jesus in the air. That's the process. The message is here. The voice is here. The gathering of the saints has to take place. The sleeping saints and the living saints have to unite together. We've already united with the Word. That's the first uniting. We've got born again. But we got to unite with them. And that's what's going to happen. They bring a theophany body, pick up a glorified. We take a glorified and meet our theophany. We unite as one bride body, and we go meet the Lord in the air. That is the rapture. And only the bride goes in the rapture. Only the bride goes in the rapture. The foolish virgin don't go in the rapture. The souls on the altar don't go in the rapture. You got to be the bride, the royal seed of Abraham, to go in the rapture. The three comes of Christ, that second coming, which is what this is coming to get His bride. That's what this rapture is about. That's what's going on in this place. So, we hear people talk about going to heaven. We talk about, I can't wait till I get there. Well, it's going to take a rapture to get us there. And what that is, you know, the other beautiful thing about it is you won't remain 50 years old. You won't remain 60 years old. You won't even remain 6 years old. Let's throw that in, Brother Branham, beyond the curtain of time. Genesis 18 is our type. Abraham and Sarah was promised a son. They were well beyond age to be able to have that son. Sarah was well beyond the age of bearing a child, Brother Doug. So you know what God had to do? It was hidden in there. People don't read it. But He had to turn them back young again. And you know, when Brother Branham got to go beyond the curtain of time, he said something like 16 to 21, I think, somewhere in there. But you'll be in the prime of your life. That was our type back there. Before they could get the promised son, they had to have those bodies. Before they could get the promised son back there, they met the Son of Man. All that's going on in this age too. But even before we can meet the Lord in the air, you know what we're going to have? Glorified bodies. Because we can't meet Him in these kind of bodies. But will we change? If you're old, you'll be back young. If you're young, you'll be taken up to the prime of your life. You'll be like God saw you in a physical form before the foundation of the world. You will be changed. And do you realize you don't have to die to get there? There's going to be a group of people that are actually alive when this happens. Not everybody's going to be dead. There's going to be a group that's still alive, living, preaching the Word of God, amen in the Word of God, and they will change in their very bodies and unite with the rest of the bride. And you know when that happens, you know what? You're going to have a perfect flesh. Called a glorified body. You're going to have a theophany that will be a replacement of your current spirit realm. But you know that spirit realm you have right now is carnal. It came from God, but it'll go back and dissolve. Because it came with that first birth. That first natural sex act birth. And Satan has access to it. And he can bother it. And he can get in your emotion. Well, God's going to replace that with a theophany. And then you have already got your soul, the life of God on the inside of you. And just like your three rims here, you'll be three rims there. You'll have a glorified body, a theophany, and a new soul inside of you. And you'll be perfect on your way to a wedding supper. Amen. Satan won't even be able to have access to you. You won't even be touchable. He might be able to, he'll try to talk to you. But what's he going to get? He can't get your soul. You don't have blood running through you anymore, so there ain't going to be no sex. You're going to be perfect in all three rims. He's bound by a chain of circumstance. And he won't even be able to bother you. And we'll talk more about that when we get to the millennium and stuff. But the devil can't even bother you. But that's what this rapture is all about. That scripture in there, people think a trumpet. You know what they think? They think God's going to come out of the sky with a trumpet and blow some loud horn. You got signs on the back of cars. If this car, if I go missing, you know I'm in a rapture. They have all these carnal imaginations. But thank God he opened the book of Revelation to us and revealed the entire thing to you and I, and he's revealed it to his bride, sent a prophet, and said, this is how this thing's going to happen. I've already given you a message to catch your attention. And you're going to be the final voice to the age. You know why we're the final voice? Because when you see me, you see God. This ain't a different voice than God's voice. This is God himself talking to you. It was I'm man and I'm God. That's the way Jesus was when he was at Lazarus' tomb. He was sitting there crying because he was sad Lazarus was dead. He was a man. Guess what? I'm standing before you tonight. I'm a man. I have to fight emotions. I have to fight getting old. I can still cry. But at the same time, Jesus said there, but Lazarus, come forth. It was a more than a man sitting there. That was God himself. And that's what we got tonight. You see a man, but God standing before you with the voice of resurrection, going to preach this thing and say, come forth, bride. And that's how it's going to work, brother Childers. And one day, we will unite with the sleeping saints. You know, think about somebody that you love that's passed on. It don't even have to be that necessarily, but I'll let you think about that because that gives us good thoughts. Somebody you love that passed on, a grandmother, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a friend, whatever, and they're in the bride of Jesus Christ, you know what's going to happen? They're just going to appear to you one day. That's what it said in Matthew 28, they appeared unto many when they walked on the earth. Well, you know what's going to happen when those sleeping saints show up? They're going to appear unto many, and we're going to see them. And it's going to be a secret going away. Let me throw that in there. The rest of the world won't have a clue about it because it's just for the bride. They won't even be able to see it. They won't know what's going on. They won't be looking for it. But like that quote I read to start off with, Brother Branham said, let there be a thirst and a hunger among the bride that's looking for the sign. We'll see it. And they'll just appear to you. And you know, in one sense, that won't take faith anymore. Because faith is the evidence of things unseen. But when you see that, you won't take a faith. This just is. Say, wait a minute, that's what I want. And we're getting out of here. And you'll be changed, and this body will take up corruption, will put on incorruption. And then we're going to be united, and we're going to go meet the Lord in the air. As a type of Isaac and Rebecca. Because when Eliezer went and got a Rebecca, Isaac didn't even go with her. He brought her back. You know where they met? In the middle of the field. And that was a type of how we're going to meet Jesus Christ. This ain't a mythical story. This thing ties, whether it's in Genesis, whether it's in Malachi, whether it's in Matthew, whether it's in John, whether it's in Revelation, it ties the whole book together. It runs, Brother Childers. I can go to Genesis 18 and see where God changed Abraham and Sarah's body and realize that's what's going to happen up here. I can go back to Genesis and look at the story of Isaac and Rebecca and realize that was just a type of what's going to happen up here. I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. In the middle of the air, he's not even going to put his feet on this earth because it's still cursed. You know, you got to have a revelation around this thing. Because you know the Son of Man's here right now, walking the earth. His feet's right on the earth, Brother Moore. That word, in one sense, is around in human bodies, walking the earth. But on the other hand, Jesus, in that physical form, won't even put his feet on the earth because it's cursed. He's got to get it burnt off before he's even going to come back. So we got to meet him in the air. Halfway, so to speak. And then we're going to a wedding supper. But that's the start of this thing. Lord willing, if God gave me permission, I'm going to come back to Wednesday, and I'm going to try to finish that thing. But I wanted to start with the rapture. And let me go with the bottom square here. If you're not in the bride, I said it, you're not going in a rapture. And we'll get into the next part of this. You're left. You know that show called Left Behind? You really are left behind. And then we'll get into it. They're going in the tribulation period. We're going into a wedding supper. But I'm glad to know who I am. I'm glad to know I'm eternally secure. I'm glad to know I'm already in the middle of a rapture. That the seven thunders brought rapturing faith, and I got that faith, Brother Children. I believe the message. I believe I'm the voice. And I even believe we're already preaching in such a way we're trying to gather the saints, so to speak. We're in process, Brother Moore. Body's changing with every service I come in here. I'm just looking for the day for one of them to appear to me. I can look around like I read that quote and see the signs all around me. The world's crazy. Talking about nuclear war like they've never talked about it before. Russia, believe it or not, is more powerful than they've ever been in a long, long time. And you know what our prophet said? Watch Russia. And they, in some ways, they quietly just done this. Putin said, I think about Vladimir Putin. That guy even was president and stopped being president. But the whole time, he back in the background just saying, just buy my time. And they're going to get me again. And now they're saying he's the most powerful man on the earth. The richest man on the earth. You think that's a coincidence, or do you think God already knew that was going to happen? It's all shaping up, folks. The weather has shown it. The Bible says the earth is travailing in pains and in birth pains. It's looking like it more and more, Brother Childers. It ain't by chance. It's really what's going to happen. And God's so ahead of the devil, he's prophesied about this thing a long, long time ago. We even got earthquakes showing up in places I didn't even know they could show up. I'm used to them showing up in California, but they happen in Mexico, happen in Europe. This world's in a shape. But I'm glad I'm in Goshen. Over here where there's light, with a clear understanding, knowing that someday I'm going to get my body changed and I'm really going to go meet him in the air. This is not just some story, folks. This is real. This is what we're looking forward to. We've done justification. We've done sanctification. We've done restoration of the gifts. All those things had to happen before I could even talk to you about these things. Today's job is the rapture. This is a real story, and it's the job you and I have, because we are the living in that scripture. And we're not going to prevent them which are asleep. Matter of fact, we're going to preach in such a way and speak them out of those graves, Brother Childers. And we're going to unite with them, and we are going to get out of here. That's the first sequence of these events that I want to bring in. I'm going to read this quote, and I'm going to step down. That's the reason this is three kinds of believers. I love this quote. Reason I do believe that when the bride is called out and elected and set in the book of life, there will come a sound from heaven that will take such a baptism of the Holy Spirit into that bride that will take her from the earth in a rapturing grace. God promised it. Now listen to this. I don't care how many science. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and not that even if I couldn't figure it out, I'm just a believer by faith. I don't need science and education. But you know, they talk about evolution. You know, God's the one that even made us be able to adapt to our environment. People think that that's evolution. That's God made us that way. Yeah. You know why? He knew there's going to be people in cold environments. There's going to be people in hot environments. He had to make us adaptable. Amen. He made every living form an adaptable living form. Yeah. Evolution don't scare me. Matter of fact, I think it happens a little bit. But it's still just the process of after God created it. I don't care how many years they can go back and say that's that life. You know what? I can't ever prove how long Adam and Eve lived here. They could have lived here a billion years before the fall in the garden, as far as I know. So they're not smarter than God, is all I'm trying to say. That's what Brother Bram said. I don't care how many miles they can see. I don't care nothing about that. There is a heaven, and there's a literal Jesus Christ that'll come in a body form. This ain't just a spiritual happening. This is physically actually going to happen. That'll come in a body form to receive his church and his bride. No matter how old the story seems. That's right. No matter how much they leave the message because they're tired of waiting. Right. No matter if it took 25 years before Sarah had that promised son. No matter how old the story seems, it's still the truth. Right. God said so. And that's what believers believe. Amen. 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 So God bless you. Amen. Come on, Brother James.
Appreciate that. It's good to know. We're blessed here. And you say it's light in Goshen. The darker it gets, the brighter it seems in here. Amen. Come on up, musicians. By way of announcements, remember October 21st at 7 o'clock, Pastor Moore and whoever wants to go is going to be going to that church in Springboro. Brother Covey invited us. And then October 27th at 7 o'clock, we'll be at Brother Jeremiah's house for a fall party. So remember those announcements that we have there. I'm trying to find this meeting in the air. Let me find that song. Only Believe. 94. You can memorize that? That's crazy. 94. Amen. Meeting in the air. 94. God bless you. Come back Wednesday expected.
You have heard of little Moses and the Borahs. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the well you often sing. Over.